I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. It is Friday Eve, one of our favorite days of the week. Mr. Bill, have you noticed what I'm wearing today? Yeah. I've got my Eagles gear on.
I was wondering why. I mean, there's nothing wrong with you can wear Eagles gear anytime you want, but you never wear it usually during the week. Now, why is that?
3 years ago today is the day we won the Super Bowl.
Is that the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
It was three years ago today. Yep.
Whoa. Yep. What a difference.
41-33.
Unbelievable.
I know.
What a difference 3 years makes, though. I mean, think about it. We don't have that coach anymore, oh. Doug Peterson. You don't know who the quarterback is. Or who it's going to be. It's just a mess.
All right. Can we go back to the positivity here?
Well, you started
we
out nice and
Super
positive.
Bowl,
well,
yes.
Yeah, but then, you know, then reality, Jen, that was 3 years ago. Let's live in the now.
It wasn't that far.
Oh, well, in football, it's a lifetime. But a lot of positive things to tell you guys about this morning. First off, 7:30, really great prize you can win when we play Beat the Bee. It's a $50 gift card to Shima Steakhouse,
nice.
Which is right around the corner from where we work, by the way. 8 o'clock, we're going to get a nice little update from producer Nate. We always like giving him a hard time. We're going to check in with him, see what's
up in Nate's
world.
Yeah, we're starting to do that more often now because
we
literally have not seen him in person in almost a year.
And he's so much fun to talk to on the air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we like to get a glimpse into Nate's world. What a world. 8:15, we have a huge jackpot, $808 for the impossible question. Guys, 3 out of 4 of us have never done this. The big clue, of course, nothing to do with smoking.
And if no one gets it today or tomorrow, we'll definitely give a hint for you to think about over the weekend.
Right.
So we'll give you a hint on Friday.
Absolutely. Yeah. Also, we're going to jump on over to our Facebook Live video on our page. Please join us if you can for the Be Up Club at B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, this is great news for Garden Staters, especially, you know, since this is Super Bowl weekend. So starting tomorrow night at 8 p.m., indoor dining in New Jersey, it goes up from 25%, not too much, but a little bit, to 35%.
Yeah, but baby steps, right?
Exactly.
Baby steps. Now, that is great news. Plus, that 10 p.m. curfew will be lifted starting tomorrow as well. So restaurants can stay open longer, of course. You still won't be able to sit at the bar, though. They're still going to have those seats blocked off. Casinos, gyms, and salons will also be allowed to increase their capacity a little bit, 25 to 35%. Mm-hmm. And if you're planning a wedding soon in the Garden State, you can now have a maximum of 150 people indoors.
That's a good number, though. Yeah,
there goes those small wedding plans, I guess. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, if you're missing going to Sixers and Flyers games, as well as concerts, of course, at the Wells Fargo Center, there is some good news. Maybe, it's a big maybe, but maybe we will be able to be in those stands later on this year.
We can hope so. Yeah, that's because, listen to this, the Wells Fargo Center has actually just become the first live events venue in Pennsylvania to get certified for its health safety. This is by the International Well-Building Institute. So, for example, one of the big improvements they made was a total renovation of the HVAC system So now all that air inside the Wells Fargo Center gets replaced every 30 minutes. So it's recycled.
Wow.
It's not as recycled.
Yeah,
I always wonder about
fresh
that.
Fresh air every 30 minutes.
You know, because they always say, especially when you're on a plane, you're like, you're breathing that recycled air all the time. So that is exciting if that turns out that we can be more people in the stands at the Wells Fargo Center, of course. Speaking of concerts, do not forget that The Weeknd will be at the Wells Fargo Center as part of his world tour next year. So that is 2022, April 3rd. That's the big date. And you can get the chance to win free tickets just by listening to us, B101, on Monday. And this is between 9:05 and 5:05. Good luck. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, last year, of course, looked a lot different in Hollywood, but that's not going to stop award season, Jen.
I know.
It is launched by the Golden Globe nominations, which were announced yesterday, and a show I have zero interest in seeing scored the most nominations for a TV series.
You might actually honestly. The Crown. The Crown has six nominations, and yes, that does lead the field for TV shows. That includes Best Drama. S Creek has five nominations in the comedy category. Thank you, Bill, very much for getting me into that show.
It's a great show.
Amazing. And I was really happy to see this. So best performance by an actress in a limited series or motion picture made for TV. Anya Taylor-Joy, The Queen's Gambit.
Incredible performance.
Great show.
Incredible show. I don't know where they take it because it's based on a book. From my understanding. So, I mean, I would like to see a second season, wouldn't you? But I don't know where you go with the story.
I don't want
to give it any spoilers.
But if you haven't seen it, honestly, Netflix, right? It is Netflix.
Netflix, yeah.
The Queen's Gambit is
I mean,
free.
Think about this. A TV show got chess hot once again. A lot of people were taking up chess.
Did I even tell you? My husband got me a beginner's chess board for Christmas.
That's so funny.
Because he knows how to play.
Oh, I do too. I just got a new one for Christmas because I learned as a kid. I'm not great. It's kind of like golf. You only get so good. You know what I mean? But if you practice at
it. You have to. I didn't realize it was such a mental game until I watched this.
I want to play chess with your husband. I want to play chess with
you. You guys would be good too.
All right. We're gonna set up a chess date.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Exciting.
This
That's...
bromance is going getting weird.
Beer and chess. Sounds
From
like
Marvel
a...
movies and beer to chess.
love that guy. By the way, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will return as hosts for a fourth time. The Golden Globes will take place virtually Sunday. This is February 28th on NBC and locally, of course, NBC 10. We are Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, I don't know if you saw this on our B101 Philly Facebook page, but a soon-to-be mom and dad who are musicians in their own right, okay? They are going to release the first album ever recorded by an unborn baby.
Yeah. So this is definitely weird. It's out there, but... So they use some sort of like biosonic technology to translate the baby's movements into sound. Now here's a clip of one of the songs. I mean, puts me into it.
I'm in a trance right now, you know?
Me too.
I could probably fall asleep to that. It's like some weird white noise machine.
Goodness gracious. But if you want it, Baby Luca's album is actually called... And get this, it kind of creeps me. Sounds of the Unborn. That's the name of the album.
I mean, I'll stop.
Please do. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, this is really great news for Garden Staters, especially if you think about it, since this is Super Bowl weekend coming up. So starting tomorrow... Indoor dining in New Jersey, it goes up from, I know it's not a big step, but it is going up from 25% capacity to 35%.
Yeah, I mean, it is baby steps, but it is good news. Plus, that 10 p.m. curfew will actually be lifted starting tomorrow as well, so restaurants can stay open a little bit longer.
That's good.
You still will not be able to sit at a bar, though. They're still going to have that... It's like that crime scene tape over the bar stools. It's so disturbing to watch. I just want to sit at a bar.
You can't.
Oh, my goodness. One of the great joys of my life. Anyway, casinos, gyms, and salons will also be allowed to increase their capacity to 35%. Now, if you are planning a wedding in New Jersey soon, you can now have a maximum of 150 people indoors.
And that's a good number.
That is a good number. So there goes the plans for a small wedding.
Well, you can still do a small wedding.
Do you think 150 is small? Do you think 100 people is small? Would that be considered small these days?
I'm trying to think.
What's the biggest wedding you've ever been to?
Well, remember I hosted that wedding outside at my house over the summer. Well, it was actually in October. We had 60 people, and that was outdoors. My wedding, I'm just trying to think. I think we had like 170. So I actually think 150 is a good number.
It's a good, solid number. Okay, yeah. You can get all the relatives. Everyone can be invited that needs to be invited.
Right.
The important people will make that list. Coming up, Beat the Bee Guys at 7:30. Your chance to win a great prize from us. It's a $50 gift card to Shima. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, it is 7:30 right now, so it's time to play Beat the Bee, sponsored by Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union. Fall in love with a low auto loan rate at fmfcu.org. And this is how the game works. You guys are betting on me, so it's a yes or no question for you. Will I, yes or no, be able to correctly answer Bill's very odd trivia questions?
All right. Well, you might find this category a little strange, but it is Thank a Mail Carrier Day today. We know it's a demanding job, a tough job. So I'm going to give you trivia about famous mailmen or mail carriers, I should say.
Famous
carriers? Like maybe within TV, within film.
I can think of one.
Newman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they might both be on here, Newman and Cliff.
All right, Miss Cliff, that's right.
This will
be interesting.
Right.
We do have a very nice prize for you this morning. So you are playing for a $50 gift card to Shima Steakhouse, and this is courtesy of the Center City District. Support Philly restaurants by ordering takeout. You can learn more at supportphillyrestaurants.com. So if you would like to play Beat the Bee, give us a call right now. We'll take caller number 10.
888-333-B101. Yep, caller 10 gets to play. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Really nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. It is a $50 gift card to Shima Steakhouse, and it's courtesy of Center City District. This morning, we are playing with Rick from Mount Laurel. He was caller number 10.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rick, it is five trivia questions for Jen Ryan. The category, it's famous mail carriers in honor of Thank a Mailman Day today, which is today. You can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5 right, and you can win. Rick, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
I'm ready.
Rick is ready. Here we go. Question one, Jen. Well, we can't talk about TV mailmen without talking about Cliff Clavin from Cheers, of course. Did Cliff say this? Is this a Cliff quote? There's no rules against postal workers not dating women. It just works out that way. Did Cliff say that or not? Now, Rick, will she know that?
I think she will.
Sure, he said that. Why not?
Of course. I thought it was just such a funny line to start with. Yeah, you're on the board. Good job, Rick.
Thanks.
All right, question two, Jen.
Yeah.
Newman on Seinfeld was a disgruntled mail carrier. What vegetable did Newman once refer to as a vile weed? Is it broccoli or spinach? Rick, will she know that?
I hope so. I'm not a big Seinfeld fan, but I think she may know. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt and say that she'll know this one, too.
Well, thank you, Rick. It is a 50-50. I don't recall, but I'll guess it was spinach.
No, it was broccoli, actually. He hates broccoli. All right.
Good try.
That's all right. Plenty of chances to win, Rick. Question three. Jen, The Postman was a 1997 film about what life is like in America after everything melts down, after society goes crazy. Now, can you imagine that, such a scenario?
Exactly.
Who starred in that film? Was it Kevin Costner or Mel Gibson? Rick, will she know that?
She usually gets my stuff right. I think she'll know this.
Was it Costner or Gibson? I think it's
Kevin Costner.
It is Kevin Costner. Terrible film, by the way. It made Waterworld look like an Oscar contender. It was so bad, that movie. Anyway, Rick, one more and you win. Here we go. Question four. Jen, NBA legend Karl Malone was known as the mailman during his playing days with the Jazz. Was that because he delivered on the court or because he was a part-time mail carrier in college? Rick, will she know that?
Huh.
I think that she'll know the Hall of Famer. Yes, I think so, yes. Yeah,
one of the Dream Team members, right, Rick?
Rick?
Yep.
I know nothing about Karl Malone, but I like that nickname. I'm going with because he delivered on the court.
He delivered on the court.
Yes!
And so did you, Jen Ryan and Rick. Good job, guys.
Good job, Jen.
Yeah, you too. Congratulations. You're going to love this, Rick. You got a $50 gift card to Shima Steakhouse, and it's courtesy of Center City District.
Great. Never been there, but my wife, April, had a great time to get steak. That sounds good.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
delicious.
This is amazing. This is takeout at its best.
Can't go wrong with a good steak.
Yeah.
All right, Rick, well, hang on, and we'll get all your info, okay?
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning at 7:30 for your chance to play Beat the Bee. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
We loved so much yesterday being up to date with producer Nate. We're doing it again right now. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. I actually didn't even leave my house yesterday. I know I told you yesterday that I hadn't left my house in 2 days. Mm. Yesterday was the same type of thing. I just don't want to go out in the snow, you know?
What are you doing in terms of exercise? I'm just curious.
So I'm not going to lie to you. The quarantine 15 or 20 has hit me a little bit. But I did start running again at the beginning of the year. The last few days I've kind of fallen off, obviously, because of the snow. Yeah. But I mean, the Broad Street run I'm trying to train for again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah. You're so good about that. And what are the changes to that then this year?
Oh, yeah. So they just sent out all the brand new things for 2021. So the first thing, Broad Street has moved to the fall for COVID-19 reasons. You know, obviously they want to make sure everything's safe before they actually put together the run. So that means there's actually no specific date yet for the run.
Huh.
They just said that they're moving it to the fall. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So now you have to kind of keep yourself in shape because you never know when that's going to happen.
I know. Whenever it pops up, it could be September. It could be November. Mm-hmm. That's a 2-month difference. The whole entire training process is based on like time. Like I knew exactly when I was going to run the first time. And I had everything built up till then, but, you know, two months difference is a big deal.
That's also 2 more months that you get to train. Like, you should be awesome. You should be in first place, is what I'm saying.
That's right.
If I end up in first place, I don't think you win anything, but I'll buy you all dinner I get first place. I promise you that.
That's a deal. Although, the only time you should run is from commitment, young Nate.
Oh, Bill, stop it.
Don't tie yourself down.
Stop it. Back to the Broad Street run.
And then all 2020 lottery picks participants, like every year, the Broad Street run is usually a lottery. You enter the lottery. If you get picked, you're allowed to run. All the 2020 lottery participants will be automatically sent a registration link, and that registration link will include 20% off for this year.
Oh, nice.
All right. Well, we have a lot of runners in the Delaware Valley who love to participate. It's such a great event. So thank you so much for filling us all in, because we had no idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully I don't miss that whole 2-month period and I'm actually able to run it at that point. You know, I'd lose this quarantine 20 that I have going on.
All right. Well, we're going to tell you, when you come back in studio, we're going to weigh you.
Oh.
We want you at a good solid 206 coming in. Can you make it?
I think I can hit 206. All right. Yeah, 206 is very manageable for me.
What's your goal, honestly? Like, what would you like to be?
In the low 190s is where I was pre-quarantine. Okay. I think the lowest I hit, and that was when I ran my first 15K, was 185. So, and that, it's not a bad thing. I'm a taller dude. I don't mind the little extra poundage, but
if you just shave the facial hair,
that's 5 pounds. Yeah, it's 5 pounds right there.
I'm not cutting my hair until I come back in studio. This is going to be like 12, 13 inches long by the time you see me for the first time in person in over a year.
Promise me you'll wear a man bun. I want to see you with a man bun.
Yeah, if it's long enough, I will let you put a man bun on.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
We'll tape that.
Yeah.
All right.
Producer Nate, good to talk to you. Have a great day. Try to get outside today if you can, okay?
I will. Thank you guys so much. I miss you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, always great checking in with producer Nate. Do not forget, we have a huge IQ coming up very shortly at 8:15. $808 could be yours. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
It's the impossible question, Phillies B101.1.
All right, big jackpot, $808 for the IQ this morning. 3 out of 4 of us have never done this.
Hi, Steven, what's your guess?
I'm going to say work from home.
Well, Steve, if memory serves me correctly, you are a truck driver, right?
I used to be.
Are you retired?
No longer am. I retired last year, yes.
Congratulations.
What a good time in your life to retire in 2020. You don't have to deal with all this.
Absolutely.
I got out January 1st of 2020.
Well, congratulations. Unfortunately, we can't add $808 to your bank account.
Okay, well, it would have been nice, but it is what it is, right?
Hey, we love you, Steve. Congrats again on the retirement. Try again.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Jen. Bye.
You're very welcome. Take care. You have a very good memory, Bill.
It's something about names, and I've met Steve before, but the names and their voices, I just, for some reason.
Well, good for you. All right. Well, keep calling then with your guesses, because working from home is not it. Again, 3 out of 4 of us have never done this. $808 could be yours. Best of luck. Our number, 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
All right, $808 for the IQ jackpot this morning. Three out of four of us have never done this.
Hey, Jim. Hi, what is your guess?
Been to or seen a cranberry bog?
Interesting.
Oh, my gosh. How funny is that guess? Now, I love that. What? I've never been to one.
What does one do at a cranberry bog? Yeah. How did
I
you come
up? Picture the commercials. Like, you wear those big things up your pants, the waterproofs, and you walk around in it.
Yeah. No, I've never been to one. I don't know many people I have. That's a very creative guess, Jim, but just unfortunately not what we're looking for. But it makes me want to get some ocean spray later.
Take care, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks. Thank you, too.
Hi, Angela. Three out of four of us have never done this. Now, what's your answer?
Change the diaper.
Oh.
Well, Jen has changed many, obviously,
many.
With three kids.
My entire 30s. That's what I spent changing diapers.
Now, Angela, have you ever dabbled in the poo, shall we say?
Oh, Bill.
Yes.
I've changed one or two, like my nieces back in the day, begrudgingly. I'll tell you what. But a necessary evil, of course. Angela, good try. Yes. Not what we're looking for.
Thank you.
Jen, did you have like those diaper genies? Is that what they're called?
A diaper genie, yeah.
Yeah. And then, is that where it's a disposable thing?
You know, it twists it up and you dispose it in there.
I know a little bit here and there.
You put one or two diapers in there in your lifetime. Even one or two smell, though.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Amy, hi. How about you? What is your guess?
Is it scuba diving?
Scuba diving. Oh. I've never done that.
Oh, I would love to. Now, I've snorkeled.
Yeah,
have you
snorkeling.
Ever? Yeah, right. You've done that. Now, Amy, have you scuba'd before? I don't know if that's the right term.
I have never done any of that.
Okay. I have, like I said, I like the snorkeling. I'm just afraid something's going to bite me down there. You know, every time I watch these Discovery Channel and somebody's scuba diving, I'm like, something's going to come and get you.
Oh, see, I'm more afraid of running out of oxygen going wrong with the tank.
No, I'm afraid of a shark or something. You know what I mean? Eating alive.
Amy, I will tell you, scuba diving and actually, we'll include snorkeling. Scuba diving and snorkeling, not the answer, but your guess is the closest I think we've had so far.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Okay.
Scuba diving is the closest guess we've had. The other hint we gave was it has nothing to do with smoking.
Mm-hmm.
But three out of four of us have never done this. And we're going to add another $101 to the jackpot for your Friday. Tomorrow morning at 8:15, we will be up to $909.
That's the highest it's been so far this year. And I'll tell you what, if no one gets it tomorrow at the end of the IQ, we'll give another hint so you can think about it over the weekend. So make sure you're listening. Yeah, 8:15, $909. We are Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time to be on top of it. Entertainment-wise, sponsored by Dogs and Cats Rule, offering a solution of natural and organic pet food and supplies. You can visit dogsandcatsrule.pet. All right, so the Golden Globe nominations are out. We want to run down some of the big TV nominations because, I mean, let's be honest, not many of us saw any movies in 2020. We all streamed, right? We watched TV. So The Crown scored the most with 6, and that includes Best Drama Series. S Creek. You know what I'm saying? S Creek got 5 nominations in the musical or comedy category, and I have Bill to thank for getting me into that show.
I knew you would love it. And of course, they cleaned up the Emmys, the Emmy Awards last year. I think they won... Was it the first 7 awards, 6 or 7 awards of the Emmys? So,
and deservedly.
Deservedly. Yeah. Great show. Some other notable Golden Globe nominations. Jason Bateman, Laura Linney, both nominated for their lead roles in Ozark, which, of course, is going to wrap up its final season. I think that's like one of the early pandemic shows everyone started binge-watching.
It's
when
You're
I got
right.
into it.
You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah. So, it's again, the final season's coming up. Best Actress in a Limited Series for Netflix, Anya Taylor-Joy for The Queen's Gambit. If you can make a chest look cool, you did your job. And it wasn't that great.
I'm sorry, but her fashion was so cool.
Spot on.
She made that stuff come. It's coming back.
Yeah.
What was that? 50s? 30s? Yeah,
the 60s.
Yeah, that
retro look. Best Actor in a Limited Drama. Hugh Grant for The Undoing. I know you haven't seen it. It is fabulous. And his counterpart, the flawless Nicole Kidman, who looks flawless, still looks the same. She's nominated well. Disney Plus's The Mandalorian. I know you're not a Star Wars geek, Jen. Your husband loves the show on Disney Plus. I do too. It's absolutely one of the best, if not the best, Star Wars. I'm not saying it's better than the original movie, but it's right up there in terms of the hierarchy of Star Wars.
And of course, everyone loves Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda is the cutest little thing alive. And I still have like 3 more episodes to finish on season 2.
Okay.
So that's the only nomination it got. Yeah, you know, it's funny. It used to be back in the day when you talked Golden Globes, you talked movies.
I know.
You know what I mean? I think it's changed permanently. I think TV's become, especially streaming, has become such a fabric of our daily lives.
What
I don't
about
think,
the Academy Awards? Like,
well, we'll talk. I mean, yeah, what are you going to do? They're going to be...
They're out. It's just...
I mean, think about it. We really didn't mention anything in the movies, but David Fincher's The Mank got six nominations for...
I don't even know what that is. I know.
You know, we're looking forward to more great programming on streaming services, of course. Tina Fey, Amy Poehler will return as host for the fourth time. Do you believe that? Golden Globes will take place virtually Sunday, February 28th on NBC. We are Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, happy Friday Eve to you and also to our top fan of the day today, Dahlia Dobson. She is from Lawrenceville, New Jersey. She's a top fan because, first of all, she liked our B101 Philly Facebook page. She's also very active with our Facebook page. She not only comments herself, but she comments on other people's posts, which is really nice.
You know who the most famous person ever come out of Lawrenceville, New Jersey?
Yes, John Stewart.
John Stewart.
Yes, I knew that.
And now Dahlia's number two. She's going to get all those shout-outs today. And a lot of social media love, so congratulations once again. Top Fan is sponsored by our friends at Acme. And guess what? Your lunch break never tasted better than with a $100 Acme gift card. Register to win that online. Have a chance for it at B101Philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time now to be positive with a feel-good story just to help keep you happy while you're working on this Friday Eve. And I'll tell you what, put your favorite Eagles gear on today, too, because that'll give you all the feels as we think back to 3 years ago today, February 4th, 2018, was when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. 41-33 over the Patriots.
Yeah, and you, Jen, you're celebrating by wearing your Eagles shirt today for sure.
And my mask.
And your mask as well, yeah. Who could forget the Philly special? So many. The greasing of the poles, the parade later on with Jason Kelce. I mean, it's hard to imagine 3 years ago today.
Bill, I completely forgot about that speech that Jason gave on the Art Museum steps in that Mummer's outfit.
Iconic, absolutely. And did you know the Eagles are just the fourth team in NFL history to actually win a Super Bowl after having a losing record the prior year? They were 7-9 under Peterson's first year as coach. So, you know, we know he's not here any longer, but he did do a great job and brought a championship to this city. So,
listen. He had Nick Foles.
He had Nick Foles, absolutely. Listen. We know the Eagles are a hot mess right now, but you can't ever take away the special day for the city. And it was 3 years ago on this day. And trust me, somewhere in the world, maybe even in Chicago, Saint Nick knows what today is and he's smiling.
Aww.
And that is Be Positive.
B-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles! This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.